Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, we taught that when we take a stand and we know it is biblically correct, we need to be willing to withstand the criticism that we will receive. Let's continue with that thought today. Whether a group sitting around a table in a restaurant or in a cafeteria or even in a parking lot or on a Facebook page or some other social media, they talk as if I am to be heard and the world revolves around me. Now, whomever it may be of whom they speak, or whatever subject or situation, it comes back to, well, it's really about me. The problem comes when someone disagrees with your me and your opinion, and you believe you're being persecuted. Now, if the position you take is worth the stand, then be sure that you are biblically right. It is a strong enough belief that you're willing for people to fire back and cut you out of fellowship. You see, sometimes people will take a stand. Others fire back and they back off. They've learned to take a stand, but not to withstand when they're under fire. If you read Ephesians chapter 6, we say, having done all to stand, stand. But verse, I think it's 13 or 14, says, having done all to withstand. Because the devil, our adversary, is going to fight back, and he's going to fight back hard. So people will fire back at you. Cut you from their fellowship. Don't be the persecuted martyr, because you're not. Weak people, again, weak people cannot stand on their beliefs. So in Proverbs 18:2, a fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. I've got to figure out who I am. I've never really fully understood that one. But verse 6 says, a fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. Now, the Bible says when somebody gets involved in something that doesn't really belong to them, and they say they ought to do this to that person, now, the Bible, God calls them a fool. Now, verse 2 and verse 6 are things that the Bible says they're fools. A fool is all about himself and self-promotion. That's what a fool does. The heart wants to discover itself to others. They want to be as the one main opinion that counts and that all people must come to settle everything. See, this kind of person doesn't want their heart to be revealed as it is really before God. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That means there in Jeremiah 17:9 that if all men, the greatest learned men of the world and all people, put their thoughts together and all in science and math and all other subjects and tried to study the heart to find how desperately wicked it was, they still would not be able to find the depths. The heart is so wicked. He says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. God's the one, not you, that punishes or rewards. And God is also calling a fool that person who enters into contentions not belonging to him, they've got to give their 2 cents. They've got to call for strokes. They want their pound of flesh. As soon as they hear something, they tell others and act heartbroken about something which they have not talked to the offending party that they told was the offending party. Again, God has a name for these people, and they are called fools. Now, 2 things about gossip that reveals these verses I just read out of Proverbs 18. They will believe the lowest common denominator of morality and trash against another believer, only because the accusation was made. And they usually won't go to the person. They will not believe the denial of the person. They'll tell it to others whether they go to the offending party or not. Too often, marital scandals not belonging to them become the chief topic of conversation with other believers in Christ, and they begin to take a side. My friend, the Bible says that a person is a fool. Don't have anything to do with a person like that. They're a fool, the Bible says. Now, that takes us over to Matthew chapter 19, verses 3 through 12. Now, the Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?" And he answered and said unto them, "Have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Therefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. Therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." They say unto him, "Why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement, and to put her away?" He saith unto them, "Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery." His disciples said unto him, "If the case of the man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry." But he said unto them, "All men cannot receive this saying, save they to whom it is given. For there are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb. There are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men. And there be eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it." Now, again, God never considers or encourages divorce as a good thing. He gave only one reason for anyone to get divorced without it being sin, and that is for fornication. Now, I've had people, as a pastor, come to me and says, "Well, the Bible says it's better to live in the housetop than in a wide house with a brawling woman." And look, I've seen that odious woman, that loud woman, that hateful woman, that fighting woman, that screaming woman. I've seen those kind of women. I'm so glad God didn't give me one of those as a wife. But I've seen those kind of women. And it's got to be hard for those people. And others say, "Well, you don't know why she's that way." Well, no, I don't. But I do know this. She's personally responsible for the way she is. Now, we also emphasize what Jesus said in Matthew 5, that every word of God is preserved and won't pass away. At that time, all they had was the Old Testament. We pointed out that Jesus Christ is the best and final authority and has precedent over our favorite speaker on the subject. Acts 17:11 still rings true. that it is more noble to search the Scripture to see if those things are so. Now, they said that about Paul. Paul said they searched the Scripture to see if the things that he was teaching was true, and he says they're noble because they did. Even Paul said, I'm a man. Look, I don't know if anybody out there has confidence in me as a Bible teacher, but nonetheless, if you do, still search what I have to say, whether you do or you don't. Search if I'm using the Scripture, and I am, and see if it's so. Now, there are three main questions and answers in this confrontation that Jesus has with these Pharisees. Question and answer in verses 3 through 6, the question and answer number one, they will find out there is no wisdom nor counsel against the Lord. They are asking with sinister motives. So verse 3 says, the Pharisees also came to him, tempting him, and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Tempting him, the word tempting can be used in either a good way or a bad. Well, of course, here it's used in a bad way. It is a test to expose someone to other people that he is a fraud or that this person is bad. That's what this kind of tempting is. They ask questions to expose somebody as a fraud or bad. Then that's why the word tempting was used in a bad way. They believe they have an issue which they can accuse him before the people that he is evil. But again, there's no wisdom nor counsel against the Lord. So, they ask, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Now, every has the idea of any and all kinds of. Here it is speaking of any and all kinds of accusations, which is what the word implies. The idea then seems to be evil accusations, although those accusations are not as yet proven. You see, in their smugness, they think, boy, we have him now. So he first takes them back to the Bible. Now, why does he do that? Well, Psalms 138:2 says that he's magnified his great name, but then he's also magnified his word above his great name. He's magnified his word even above his own name in Psalms 138:2. That tells how important the Bible is for us today. Now, they have a tendency in that day to use oral traditions, as we like to quote those that we heard in a seminar or some college classroom. There was a psychology teacher I had in one Christian college where I was that said 1 Peter 3 said that Sarah obeyed Abraham and said it was a good thing.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.